Hey, it's Mike Valenti. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valenti Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Well, look, I feel like the last few times I've done this, you've been wildly unimpressed.
What?
Try again. Do you know, didn't get to use this during the game, that USC is the only FBS school never to have had last names on the back of its jerseys? Ever.
Ever?
Ever. They're the only one.
I didn't know that.
No.
No.
It had no reason to come up during the game. And so, hence, it did not come up during the game.
It could come up at any point in time. You say, you know, John, it's really hard to tell the players without the score sheet here.
Well, no, I mean, you can't read the names anyway from where we are, which is a million miles in the air. I'm happy when we can see the numbers clearly. But if the topic of the uniform had ever come up, I would have had a chance to mention it, but I never did.
By the way, what happened when you asked him about lighting the torch? Because you were there on Friday morning.
I was there at like 6:20 in the morning, and the security guard, I said, "Hey, I'm doing a radio show. Is there any chance we could light the torch?" And he's like, "What?" And I said, "You know, the Olympic torch. And he's like, I don't have anything to do with that. So I get up to the press box, completely empty, and then the only people up there were the TV crew setting up for the next day. So,
and no torch.
Nope. Also, USC is the only NCAA FBS school, so like the Division I, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That has never played an FCS opponent.
Really?
Yeah.
I do find that interesting.
Yeah.
They haven't dumbed down the schedule, huh?
Not once, apparently.
They didn't play Lake Tahoe Tech or anything like
that? No, there's none of those games against any of those teams. Huh. Ever.
Zizix University didn't do that.
Well, what's funny is I prepared for, like, the most interesting fact was that King Miller, their third string running back, was Dr. Dre's nephew. And I'm like, I'm never going to get to use this because this kid's never going to carry the ball.
You just buried the lead.
Well, hold on.
What?
I used that in the game.
Oh.
But okay. I didn't think I was going to because I'm like, he's not going to see the field.
Yeah, you think he forgot about Dre?
And what happened? Their first two running backs got hurt. And this guy that had like 12, 11 carries all year and didn't carry it the previous week ended up being their leading rusher. So I got to use it. So
that I'm was so glad you got to use that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got to use it.
He's got a brother on the team. So both of them are Dr. Dre's nephew.
Are they going to med school as well or no?
What's that?
Are they going to medical school as well? Or is this like their uncle?
They're not going to be.
USC's medical program?
So his brother is the guard, right? He's like a 6 foot, 300-pound guard.
I think so, yeah. Let me go look here.
Different sizes, like big time.
So here's where they bury the lead. They didn't, in the TV broadcast, they mentioned that he's got a twin brother, and but they didn't say that they were Dr. Dre's nephews. I don't recall them saying that. Did I miss that part?
You must have.
I really should have listened to the broadcast, your broadcast, because you brought that up, and that's pertinent information.
Yeah, Kalon Miller.
Yeah.
Yep. 6 foot, 290. So there you go. Bucket is emptied.
That was interesting stuff today.
Okay, good. I thought this segment might be the last time we do it, but no.
No, you carry on for at least another week.
Gator's approval. All right, good fits for the Lions come the trade deadline. The list continues. We will get to that momentarily. 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97-1, the ticket.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Happy National Grouch Day to those grouches out there that celebrate. Scott Anderson.
Yeah.
Kang found a list. Pro Football Focus. Trade candidates come to the NFL trade deadline and their possible fits. We ran down some edge rushers that Detroit was linked to as possible fits.
Yeah, they all sound great.
Kayvon Thibodeau, Jalen Phillips, Trey Hendrickson.
But, Doug, I would say this. I don't think the screaming need for the Lions right now is an edge rusher. Though you could add one, I'm not going to turn them down if the price is right. But that's really not where I'm looking at. I need to know about corners. We got any corners on this list?
Gator, can I interest you in one Tariq Woolen?
Ooh. I like Reek. Reek the Freak.
Do you think Detroit's on the possible fits list?
They should be.
Bills, Falcons, Bears, Eagles, Lions.
Yeah.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
They write, the Seahawks look poised to make the playoffs at 4-2, but the team could still deal a player like Woolen, especially with depth at the position in Shaquille Griffith, Josh Jobe, and Darian Kendrick. Woolen's background and fundamental athleticism would attract numerous teams enough that he is, even though he's a 2026 free agent, the Lions are desperate for corners in lieu of injuries to DJ Reed and Terrion Arnold, while Buffalo needs additional playmakers at the position with Christian Benford slumping. Again, I don't see a future where a 4-2 team trades it. In spite of the depth.
I get it. And that's the thing, is that if I were, you know how I feel about depth in the secondary. I would never give up your depth, and particularly if you're a winning team, because you're just one injury away from needing them again. It's interesting that Reek Woolen only has one interception in his career, and that came as his rookie season. He's a guy that, obviously, I like a lot. I shouldn't say obviously. I'll tell you why it's obvious. If you were listening to shows that we were doing in 2022 leading up to the draft,
yeah.
I was a big Reek Woolen guy because he had the size and the speed, even though he played at Texas San Antonio. He's like a 6'4", who had like a 4.4 40. It was less than 4.4 40, if I'm not mistaken. Great size, great speed, and had a really good rookie season, and has kind of leveled out since then to the point where, obviously, he's perhaps on the trade market.
Can I interest you in Rasul Douglas? From the yes. Miami Dolphins.
Need defensive backs. If you're healthy, I'm basically going to say yes.
Douglas didn't sign with the Dolphins until late August, which was surprising given his pedigree. As it turns out, there are a myriad of teams that would like to have added Douglas earlier based on his play so far in 2025. He's posted a 77.9 PFF coverage grade with three pass breakups over 161 coverage snaps, looking more like the standout player we saw in 2023. At 1-5, a persistent locker room turmoil, Miami likely will have a for sale sign up. The 30-year-old rental could help the Falcons, who have the worst PFF coverage grade at cornerback, or the Bears, who are without Jalen Johnson. Bills, Falcons, Bears, Eagles, Lions.
Yeah, I'd love to have him. 30 years old, and according to the Pro Football Reference stats, four passes defended, one forced fumble, and one quarterback sack this year already. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm love to have him. It's a veteran, knows how to play, knows how to win. He's played in the division when he was with Green Bay for a few years. I'll take him. Played with Buffalo last year.
Can I interest you in quarterback Anthony Richardson?
Dang. All right, I'm listening, Doug. I stopped what I was doing back here. Go ahead. What's the package? What's the deal?
It's possible the Colts could want to keep Richardson on their roster, either as insurance for this season or in case they can't retain Jones this offseason. Still, teams with quarterback questions come March and April could try and get ahead of the curve, stashing Richardson on his potential several months, Richardson and his potential several months earlier. The Steelers will confront another offseason of uncertainty under center with Aaron Rodgers set to be a free agent. Well, Matthew Stafford's career feels very year to year at this juncture, despite his elite play. Possible fits: Steelers, Rams, Raiders, Jets. Sorry, Kang. I just brought it up because I knew I'd get
what? Attention. That was the ultimate tease, Gator.
It really was.
Worst one ever for me.
And I was ready to say this before Kang pontificates on it. I was going to say, yeah, I'll take a flyer on him if the price is right. He's 3 years in the league, and he has got a ton of talent. My God, is he talented. But he clearly has a lot of work to do to get back onto the field. But I do like his talent level. To have him for the next 2.5 years, because he's a first-round pick, you could give him that fifth-year option and see what you have. You've got a little bit of a runway to work with.
I will tell you.
Alas, he's not on the list.
One other corner. Alante Taylor, New Orleans Saints. Although Little's been good about the Saints' season, Taylor's play pointed upward this year. He's produced a career-best 69.5 coverage grade, which also adds his value of inside-outside versatility, having played 1,239 or more snaps on the outside and in the slot. The Saints have demonstrated willingness to move on from serviceable to good corners in recent years, including Marshawn Lattimore and Paulson Adebo. If New Orleans doesn't intend to pay Taylor this offseason, the 26-year-old could be sought after. Perhaps Dennis Allen would try and reunite with his former draft pick, or the Eagles could take a swing with a needed perimeter corner. Falcons, Bears, Eagles, Lions.
Former second-round pick, 27 years old. A warm body, sure. Need warm bodies at this point. A guy who has quarterback sack this year, a few passes defended. Yeah, I'd look at any warm body at cornerback for the Detroit Lions.
And then here's my last year trade crush, Arden Key, edge rusher, Tennessee. Man. Possible fits, 49ers, Buccaneers, Chiefs, Lions.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.